after the SNP's relationship with the Greens broke down over climate pledges. Anna Sawar, the leader of Scottish Labour, says it's a matter of when, not if, he steps down.
I think it'd be completely untenable for the SNP to impose another unelected First Minister on Scotland. And that's why we'll support the motion of no confidence in Hamza Youssef. But we've also tabled a separate motion of no confidence in the entire Scottish Government.
The motion by Scottish Labour follows a similar move by the Conservatives. A former top post office executive has denied putting the firm's reputation before the welfare of staff while giving evidence to the Horizon inquiry. Angela van den Borgert admitted one of their first reactions to finding out a top postmaster had taken his own life was hiring a lawyer. A primary school teacher accused of stabbing her partner to death before burying his body in their back garden has pleaded guilty to murder. Fiona Beale confessed to killing Nicholas Billingham. She'd originally admitted to manslaughter but changed her plea today. Daniel Henry, who's outside the Old Bailey, explains why.
It was only when the police had got hold of her diaries that revealed that this was a plan that had already been in motion that it became clear that what had happened here was not a loss of control as she'd claimed for so long, but in fact was murder.
Donald Trump wished his wife Melania a happy birthday but managed to complain about the temperature of the courtroom as he returned for a fourth day of his hush money trial. He denies allegations of covering up payments to bury media stories. A court in Romania has ruled the trial of social media influencer Andrew Tate can go ahead. He denies accusations, including human trafficking and rape. And Jack Whitehall says he's been rinsed by the future king. It's after a group of students asked Prince William to tell a dad joke. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight it's going to be mostly cloudy, but a few occasional clear spells are also likely. Spells of heavy rain at times, and it will continue to be breezy with overnight lows of 6. Tomorrow is going to see a mixture of variable clouds, spells of sunshine and heavy showers with highs of 13.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Live on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Welcome back to the last hour of Driver, the whole week actually. We've got Kygo with Whitney Houston, Higher Love, and just thought, you know what? There's another Higher Love that I love with Steve Winwood. So that's coming up in a minute as well. Now, Steve Linton is supposed to be in the studio. Well, he will be soon, hopefully, to catch up with everything regarding Brentwood Town. And then we will play all the brilliant tunes to get you in the mood for the weekend. But now, as promised, here's Whitney.
Inside mine, things look so bad.
Sugar Babes, Freak Like Me. Yes, we are. Steve will be in the studio, hopefully, soon. And thanks for the request coming in. I know you're getting in the mood for the weekend now, aren't you? I can think of some of the songs that are coming in. We've got a bit of Pet Shop Boys coming in. You know what the guest Shake It Off session is going to be today. It is S Express theme from Bananarama. Also, just to add a request coming from Lynn from Bananarama and Venus. So yeah, we've got it all going on today. Now, it is Roger Taylor's birthday today. If it's your birthday, have a brilliant weekend, won't you? No, not that Roger Taylor. It's the other Roger Taylor from Duran Duran. Two big famous drummers, both called Roger Taylor. One from Queen, the other one from Duran Duran. Anyway, we're talking about Duran Duran one. Born this day on 1960. Makes him 64. From 1983. So this is the number one single. There is there something I should know? Please, please. And Steve will be, I can see him at the window now, so we'll be chatting to Steve in a second.
Tell me now. Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now.
Something I should say.
Well, I'm pleased to tell you now that Steve Linton from Brentwood FC is in the studio. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hello. All good, all good. You're still smiling, aren't you? Is it?
always smiling, mate. Always smiling.
Yes, so of course, you are from Brentwood Town FC, and you are going to update us, as you do every month as well, what's going on in the club. And it's not just about what's going on the pitch as well. It's about all the exciting stuff from the Project 3G, right?
Yeah, so things really, really exciting. I think anyone who's been listening over the last couple of months has kind of heard the little journey as we've gone from, having this project up and running, trying to raise money from numerous different avenues to try to get an all-weather surface. So we was really, really pleased to say that the funds got raised sufficiently for us to be able to go ahead, sign the paperwork, and we made an official announcement on, of all days, April the 1st. It was no joke, honestly. Just the timing, and it just so happened we had a match on that day as well, and what we wanted to do was try and get some people to stay behind after the game. So we put an incentive in. Anybody that come to the game, arrived by a certain time, got a voucher to have a free drink on us. And then they could stay behind after the game, and the chairman and us on the committee had the opportunity then just to address everyone and give them a good overview of what's happening, give them the good news. And basically from the 7th of May, we will then have the contractors will come in and they will start digging a pitch up.
Well, just to clarify as well, they're going to be putting a new pitch in. That's what it's about.
Yes, yeah, that's it. Yeah. They're going to be putting a new pitch in. So it's going to be a 3G, three-generation 3G pitch, grass pitch or weather pitch. It's got numerous terms, really, but yeah. And hopefully, fingers crossed, that should be ready to be played on around the 27th of July, something like that.
Yeah, that's not soon a beer as well, wouldn't it, really?
Well, yeah. I mean, we'll get probably 5 days' worth of sunshine in the summer, and then all of a sudden it'll be ready for the football to start.
That's right, that's right. So if, you know, we get dodgy weather, which I'm sure we will do next year, at least with the new pitch, it's going to be a beautiful thing for you, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it just enables us to plan. So that's the real good thing, that we can plan things and plan events. But really the bigger picture of it is being able to get the whole community to get involved. We really want it to be the hub of the community, and that's the real reason why we want it, so therefore we can then start getting different schools, organisations. We've already had quite a few queries of people that want to know how they can go about securing it for maybe a one-off or maybe on a weekly basis. We're just going through that process now of organising timetables, commercials and things like that.
Great stuff. It's more like a community hub, as I've always said.
100%, yeah, exactly. We're also making an advancement, or should I say enhancement, of the clubhouse. So that's going to be bigger as well. So hopefully we can maybe attract some functions in there. Nice.
Is that happening over the summer as well, Steve?
Or? Yeah, that will do, yeah. That will do, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So it's all going. That's off the pitch and a bit on the pitch and underneath the pitch, obviously, because you're going to be digging it up. But now on the pitch, actually, it's all good stuff because you are in the playoffs.
Yeah, so the plan was for the next couple of years to look at certainly getting a promotion. Mm-hmm. So we managed to secure the last playoff spot a couple of weeks ago with a 1-0 victory away at Wroxham. And tomorrow we've got our last game of the season, which is away to the awarded champions of the league, Lowestoft Town. Yeah. So we've got a match away to them tomorrow, but we're already in the playoff. And it's just really a matter of what happens on the last round of the season tomorrow to determine with whom we'll be playing and will it be home or will it be away?
Yeah, because it can be Bowers and Pitsy, Barry Town, Felixstowe and Morton United, and of course you. So it's like, I don't know, it's a tough one, isn't it? Are you going to get really on the last day? It's an exciting day.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it is. It's exciting. Number one, anybody will tell you, you've got to be in it to win it. And so that's the most important. So that's the first box that's ticked.
Yeah, you don't want to be Walthamstow, do you? Just come in just behind you, really, so don't even get a chance.
No, I know. I mean, there's been a couple of teams that really, in the last few matches of the season, have really come through. Probably the season's finished maybe a month or 6 weeks, a bit too early for them. But Walthamstow and Brighton & Sea, two teams that I think next season going to have high hopes.
Yeah. And of course, it was only one team going down, because it was sad to see the demise, really, of East Thurrock, wasn't it? United, they disbanded, didn't they? So there's only one team going down.
Yeah, well, an iconic Essex side. Stowmarket also finished then second from bottom. Yeah. So the promotions and the playoffs are kind of set in stone on how that works. But with the relegation from the leagues, sometimes the league have their own way of dealing with relegation. Sometimes teams will go down to another league. Sometimes they will stay. It really depends. So at the moment, I can't comment on exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So Stowmarket Town were the team that kind of finished bottom with East Thurrock, who disbanded. Yeah.
It is a shame. But it's all about the top of the league now. And so when are the playoffs then, Steve?
Yeah, so the playoffs is the semi-final is on Tuesday evening. It's a one-off match. There's no second leg, or there's no replay or anything like that. So 90 minutes of football, goes to extra time, goes to the dreaded penalties if it needs to. So that's on Tuesday at 7:45. And then the two teams that win from those semi-finals on Tuesday night go forward to the final, and the final is next Saturday, the 4th of May. I've actually got goose.
That's really quick, isn't it? I got it then when you said that.
I know.
I'm just checking my diaries. Well, so I've got nothing going on the 30th, the 4th of May. Yeah, I can do that and on. There we go.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Exciting times for you boys.
Yeah.
Yes. And so you got all that going on. I bet all the team are absolutely buzzing, aren't they, as well?
Yeah, they are. It's all they've been talking about the last couple of weeks. So they're getting ready, training a couple of times this week, just getting prepared for Tuesday. So tomorrow, obviously, is the first hurdle. We really want to try and spoil Lowestoft Town's promotion party tomorrow if we can. Yeah. We've got quite a few fans going up tomorrow, which is fantastic. So nice. we've got trains going up, where we've got about 25 odd people going up on the train. We've also got a players coach where supporters have booked onto that as well. So there's a few spaces left, but I know that's fairly heavily booked and very interested. So yeah, it should be good. Looking forward to it. And anyone going on the train tomorrow, we'll also have to suffer Jez, the chairman, and myself, because we made a bit of a pact and we said that we would travel up with the fans on the train tomorrow just to kind of forge that bit of a bond between the supporters club and the club. So looking forward to it. It'd be good.
Yeah, so it'd be more fun for you as well to be.
Yeah, exactly. It will be, yeah. It will be, definitely.
So do you want to warn people what carriage you're on, just to make sure?
I don't think they're going to need to worry about one. I think they're going to be able to hear us. I think that's going to be it. And I understand
it's not the quiet carriage then, is it, Steve? That's for sure. You won't be on that one.
No, that's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. No, exactly. But I think some of the supporters were talking about having some games and something that's going to make the time fly by. So no, it should be good. It should be good fun. Really looking forward to it. Really am.
Yeah, I'm really excited for you. I really am. I will be seeing you on the 30th anyway, no matter where we're going to be playing. But we will find out tomorrow, after all the games have been played, who you will be playing in the playoff. Oh.
Yeah, 5 o'clock tomorrow, really. Once the game's finished, that's when the league will really kind of finalise who's finishing in what position. So that's really when the fun will start. And really, anyone who's listening, anyone who's interested, please look at the socials. We would love to see people, coming over if the game's at the arena. At the moment, percentage-wise, looks a good chance that it's going to be an away game, particularly if it's going to be at Bowers. It'll be a local Essex game over at Basildon. So anyone that can come along and support the Blues, yeah, we love that. That'd be great.
Great stuff. So you can go to brentwoodtownfc.co.uk as well, so you can get all the socials from there as well. So that's an easier place to look, really, to be fair. And do you know what? Keith Woodcock got in touch a little bit earlier to me. Your face, Steve, you know.
Just a bit worried now.
No.
Say?
And he said he chose a song just to play for you. And do you know what it is? No idea. It's Paul McCartney with Coming Up. because obviously the Blues are going to be promoted, right?
Naturally, yeah. Naturally. Okay, good one, Keith. Like it. Nice. I like what you've done there, yeah.
Yeah, see, and Steve, listen, thanks so much. I will see you next month when you're champions.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
Now, they're a little bit late, but we've got the ads coming up and then we'll be having the travel.
Be part of Havering's biggest coffee morning by hosting your own work or personal tea party or coffee morning for St. Francis Hospice on any day in May. Support your local charity in their 40th birthday year and help raise vital funds for local people in need. For more information, visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page or the St. Francis Hospice website, sfh.org.uk.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, We want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Do you have talent but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright? Online talent show mobile app contest. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TV's talent show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So remember, if you are travelling out to Shenfield and you need the lifts, they are broken between platforms 3 and 4. They are out of order. Now heading over to the roads, M11 northbound is closed between Junction 5 Loughton and Junction 6 due to the accident. Delays still back to Loughton at the moment. M11 Londonbound delays southbound due to the accident between Junction 9 and Junction 18. Do keep an eye out there. It is really, really sticky, to be fair. Yeah, M25 anti-clockwise exit slip road to M11 northbound has been closed as well due to that overturned lorry, so just be careful in all the areas there. Now looking a little bit closer to home again, in Billericay, slow on South End Road northbound between Barlinglands Farm and London Road, slow on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road / Norsey Road. Here in Brentwood, you're looking at Shenfield Road, the High Street, Wilson's Corner. All entries really up to the High Street are looking a little bit sticky, but especially Ongar Road. Heading over to the Tube, well, there are still underground stations closed. Bakerloo line at Regent's Park, underground station closed at Tufnell Park, Northern line, the rest of the, minor delays there, and also on the Northern line, the underground station is closed at Kentish Town, and finally, thank goodness, the underground station is closed on a Victoria line at Pimlico, all due to strike action. That's it from the travel updates from me. Now, as requested, we've got It's a Sin with Pet Shop Boys coming up. But don't forget our Shake It Off session. It's another number one on this day. It was S Express Theme from S Express is all coming up your way. Pet Shop Boys with It's a Sin. Now, do you know what I've not done, didn't you? Naughty me. I've not even let you listen to Guess the Intro yet. So, coming up in a second, we've got Banana Llama with Venus. But first...
Guess the Intro.
Yeah.
Express, theme from S Express even, and that was number one on this day in 1988. Now, it's too many years for me to add up on my little fingers, so yes, but it was quite a while ago, but on this day, and it was number one for 2 weeks and stayed in the charts for 16 weeks. Now, I'm going to have another little guesty intro peek for you, because only the second time today. Oh, and actually, the poll that I was doing earlier regarding all the top 10 BBC legends of the best pundits, presenters and commentators. Shall I let you... I tell you what, I'm going to give you the top 5 presenters, and then next week we'll do the top 10 iconic commentary. Ready? So... best presenters, footy presenters. Apparently, Brian Moore with 12%. Jimmy Greaves with 13%. Oh, Greasy, my dad used to love him. Des Lynam, you know, the one with the moustache, 21%. Jeff Stelling only came in at number 24%. And Gary Lineker came in at 34%. Again, please, this is not me making this poll. So, you know, if you're not happy with that, radio@phoenixfm.com. Now, we're going back to the 70s, Earth, Wind and Fire with Let's Groove.
Get boogie down, down the home ground. The boogie down, down the home ground. The boogie down, down the home ground. The boogie down, down the home ground. Let's groove tonight. Down. Share the spice of life.
It's all right, all right, all night. Let this Come and see, room with me, give a little sign.
I'll be there after a while.
This is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8pm until 10. The best in indie and alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new indie and alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
Texas, ooh. Ain't no hold 'em.
Hey.
So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus,
ooh.
And throw your keys up.
Hey.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you.
Ooh.
Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a,
hey.
Come take it to the floor now.
Woo!
There's a
tornado.
Redemption, passing time, yeah.
Ooh,
one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice.
Ooh,
run me to the left, then spin me in the middle. Boy, I can't read your mind.
This ain't Texas.
Come
take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give up. Come take it to the floor now. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the floor now, ooh. Take it to the floor now, ooh.
Oops, Spurs. We've had a little bit of everything there. Did she say Spurs? Why even that?
Pulse.
We've had S Express, a bit of Earth, Wind and Fire. Also, we're talking about football as well at the top of the hour with Steve Linton.
Baby, pour that sugar.
Come on, you Blues, tomorrow. Coming up after me is Daniel Gregory presenting Uplifting Music for the weekend. And of course, you've just heard from Paul Golder from the Resurrection Show tonight. If you're into Alton Indie, then listening to that. And then the 60s and 70s introduced by the lovely Andy Gilson between 10 and 12 tonight. But that is it from me and Drive. Thanks so much for all your suggestions. Thanks to all my guests all week, including, of course, Steve Linton from Brentwood FC again. Come on, you Blues, tomorrow. Thanks again for your suggestions and keeping me company. Have a brilliant weekend, no matter what you're doing. I'm going to leave you with Kooks and Naive. Have a brilliant weekend. Bye.
I'm not saying it was your fault, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yes, so. It's such a smiling sweetheart. Oh, and your sweet and pretty face is such a lovely way. Something so beautiful. Oh, that every time I look inside, I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, or she's still out to get me. And I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be.